me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, it's that time again. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday evening, and it's Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. The show is broadcast from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's a station at the UBC, University of British Columbia, but of course available anywhere, wherever you are, and on the internet out there in the world, and accessible on the blog. If you go to Google, you can type in Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, so you can get your weekly fix. If you can't sit by the radio, the old-fashioned dial, as I'm sure some people are, I hope they are, people driving home maybe on a Friday night in Vancouver, beautiful evening to get up to all sorts of summer fun and goodness. The days are probably limited given the nature of this city, so enjoy it while you can. But for now, let's go back to a country where the sun is always shining, Australian music. I'm unapologetically going to be playing for you some meat and potatoes hard rock from the 1970s to start off with. I was hanging with a friend, sort of in a down period at work, and a fellow music lover, and he was sort of playing me some really fascinating hard rock from the United States, like sort of obscure bands that totally blew me away from like places like Iowa, of the sort of the Black Sabbath, Blue Cheer type sound. That's what we're talking about, that real heavy guitar rock that came in the early 70s or the late 60s even. And you know, he played me this band that I'd never heard of from, I think it was, Idaho, and it was just extraordinary. And this was, I think, maybe even a year or two before the big Black Sabbath album. So there was always interesting stuff happening everywhere, and Australia is, of course, one of those countries. So I'm going to play for you just three tracks, because I sort of dug around and wanted to educate my friend with some of the Australian music from that era. So I'm going to play you three bands. Firstly, the Master's Apprentices. Secondly, the Coloured Balls, featuring the great Lobby Lloyd on guitar, who is regarded as one of the great, all-time great guitar musicians. I'm actually going to find you a quote here. I actually found online here on Wikipedia. So this Lobby Lloyd, he passed away 2008. It says here, known for his plectrum guitar technique, Lobby Lloyd inspired a legion of Australian musicians and was also cited as an influence by international musicians such as Kurt Cobain and Henry Rollins. And he was inducted into the Australian Record Industry ARIA Hall of Fame in 2006 when his Rose Tattoo bandmate Angry Anderson acknowledged his prowess, saying, "More than anyone, Lobby helped create the Australian guitar sound long before Angus Young of AC/DC or Billy Thorpe or The Angels or Rose Tattoo. Lobby inspired Australian bands to set forward and play as loud and aggressively as they could, and people are still trying to copy it today." So Lobby Lloyd played in a band called The Coloured Balls. I'm going to play you Human Being from that band from the early 70s. That's going to be the second song. But first, we're going to hear some Master's Apprentices. And, of course, they're a great band that I won't go into too much detail about now, because I'm going to save that up for a more of an in-depth look at that band, because they're truly one of the greats. And thanks to Nardwa, the human serviette here, he let me know about a series of in-depth academic-style articles that have been written by some folks in America for a fanzine called The Ugly Things, all about the Master's Apprentices, like a two or three issue segment all about this extraordinary band. So the band that had many sort of incarnations, but I'm going to play you a track from 1971, a live track called The Future of Our Nation. And then finally, Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs with another live track called Mama. And Billy Thorpe is another very well-regarded icon of the 70s rock and roll era. So very different this week to the last couple of weeks. We played a lot of the Go-Betweens, the beautiful pop pop, indie pop, folk sort of music. This week, it's hard and heavy, unapologetic rock and roll for the first little while anyway. Then we're into new Australian music and then the Canadian tracks, and lots of interesting stuff ahead. So let's start with this. This is a live track by a band called the Masters Apprentices from Australia. This was recorded in 1971, and it's a interesting track. It's called "The Future of Our Nations," and there's some really great guitar crunch kicks in a minute or so into the song. So here we go. Let's get into the music for this week. This is the Masters Apprentices, 1971, with the track "Future of Our Nations."
On stage at the Nickelodeon tonight, Australia's number one rock export, the Masters Apprentices.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The future of our nation. Look around, we're going down. What happened to our jubilation?
If we're strong, we won't fall. See the light, one and all. There is no time for hesitation. What is the future of our nation?
We'll be right back.
Here's the thing we had a lot of requests for. Full Evil Woman.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, until 7.30 tonight in Vancouver or wherever you're listening, anywhere in the world right now on the internet. Hopefully some folks in Australia and Europe and wherever, all over the place, because this, of course, music is universal and good music is timeless. And we just heard three tracks there from the 70s. Some good old hard rock from that era, an unmistakable sound that emerged during that period. And believe it or not, that song, the full 9 minutes of what a rocking song there from Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, that was a live track from a television show, from the ABC TV. Like, it's hard to imagine something that cool being full 9 minutes of it, at least being on public television. You know, times have changed when today we're inundated with talent shows and the Dancing with the Stars or whatever, and in another time I guess there was a bit more risk taking in live TV. But there you go. So that was Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs with the song Mama, live from, I believe that was around 1973. So at the top of the set was another rocking track, The Future of Our Nation by the Master's Apprentices. And in the middle was The Coloured Balls with Human Being from 1973. So that was the great Lobby Lloyd, who I mentioned earlier. Apparently Kurt Cobain cited him as an influence, and he was an influence on Billy Thorpe, the last artist we just played there. So Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs were around for quite a while, and evolved a fair bit from their original sound. They were formed in the mid-60s, and the song you heard there was from the mid-70s. And somewhere along the line, Lobby Lloyd actually played a little bit with Billy Thorpe there, and kind of convinced him to rock a bit harder and to take on the lead guitar role himself. And it really changed their sound, so they became more of a, you know, real blues-based heavy rock that you just heard, but different from their original sound. And some listeners might know, of course, the most famous song. Most people I know think that I'm crazy, and I guess I'll probably play that one day. I mean, it's one of those all-time classics that a lot of people know, but I'll keep it with that for now, for today. Any of these bands could be a whole hour show themselves, and definitely the Master's Apprentices I'm going to go back and do a proper retrospective of, because thanks to Nardwuar and him telling me about this magazine article, and I also discovered a compilation recently, a Scratch Records, of the Master's Apprentices, so that's something to look forward to. So that was, yeah, there was a moment in time in the 70s where that hard rock sound was becoming more popular, and you could see that there was more going on than AC/DC. You know, I mean, AC/DC was the band that everyone knew about from that era in Australia, but there's some examples of some other bands rocking just as hard not quite lasting as long, of course, but that's the way that things worked out. And there was a famous outdoor rock festival called Sunbury. So in 1972, Sunbury 72, it's pretty much become known as Australia's Woodstock. And it was held in January of that year on the long weekend for Australia Day. And it was apparently, the venue was built into a large natural amphitheatre on farmland. So I guess you're very reminiscent of Woodstock in a town just north of Victoria. And Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs played a classic set on that festival. And Lobby Lloyd, who I mentioned before, played as well with another band, and he played a really interesting long instrumental called GOD, God, or the acronym I think is for Guitar Overdrive. and I think they played this long extended solo instrumental track around 4 a.m. after goodness knows how much amazing music, and playing on into the early hours of the morning. And I thought I'd actually play for you a cover of that, because this is something that I found on a Cosmic Psychos EP from 1993, the Palomino Pizza album that I used to own. And I was always blown away by this instrumental track, and I thought it was the Psychos, but now I've since learnt that it's actually a cover of this great Lobby Lloyd track. And it's a real treat, and I wanted to play for you the Cosmic Psychos version of God, Guitar Overdrive, just to cap off this little retrospective of 70s guitar rock. This is a real treat for you. This rock's pretty hard. It's not the original, but it's more clear than what you're going to hear, because the live tape of that Sunbury, it's a bit, not, the quality's not so good. So here we go. This is a very good substitute. So this is the Cosmic Psychos, who are another fantastic band. But I'll talk about them in another show. So this is the cover of the Lobby Lloyd classic, God.
We'll be right back. world's cold. I wake up drinking from your lips, kisses warm and tender, and I give up the world just to see you smile. A sweet guy dance for me. I went to town with a moving man, a handsome Dr. Jekyll. He was right by my side, turning into Mr. Hyde. I ran the cover, but I ran too slow. I was stitched by strangers, and they shook their heads. Someone could do the things you did. One thing I'll never understand, it's become my problem, and it's something that's right out of my hands. My hands are clean. What makes such a sweet guy dance for me? I'm not good looking.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Okay, so some people should know what that voice was. That's Paul Kelly, and the big news is he is coming to play in Vancouver. I'm very excited about that. A bit more about that soon, but the first track there, of course, was the Cosmic Psychos with the song God, which is a cover of the Lobby Lloyd classic that he played at the Sunbury Festival in 1972. And as far as I know, there's only one recording of that, live recording. But I played you the cover by the Cosmic Psychos from Victoria. But yeah, after that was Paul Kelly with the song Sweet Boy. And yeah, Paul Kelly, the great singer-songwriter who people often say, well, he's kind of like the Australian Bob Dylan. He's an extraordinary songwriter with just mountains and mountains of quality songs and albums. And he's playing here at the Electric Owl in Vancouver on the 18th and the 19th of September. So, wow, I'm definitely going to feature a whole show, or, you know, the better part of a show, all on Paul Kelly. And wouldn't it be amazing to get an interview with him? You never know. He does come to Canada fairly regularly, but still, this is quite a treat. So, that's something to look forward to. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and that's probably about it for all the hard rock. We got at the start of the show with lots of great 70s hard rock, just because I was on a bit of a kick with that with a friend of mine and batting it back and forth, and I thought, well, why not play some of it on air? So there you go, a bit of a time capsule. Anyone, of course, could call through at any time if you're listening live. 604-822-CITR is the phone number for the live on-air booth. If you have a request of an Australian track or even some new Canadian music, because that's coming up in the second half of the show. But before that, let's get into some new Australian music. Now, this is a little bit perplexing, but a band called The Midnight Juggernauts from Australia contributed to the recent Spin magazine tribute to Nirvana, because of course Nirvana, it's now 20 years since the Nevermind album came out, and it's actually a good read, this month's issue of the Spin magazine from the US. It's got a really good, like, comprehensive series of articles about the album Nevermind and how it changed rock and roll forever. A lot of interesting people writing about how that album influenced them and what they were going through at the time. And attached to the CD is a compilation where a whole bunch of bands have recorded. Like, I think every single track from the album has been covered by a different band. And I mean, that's a tall order to step up to the plate to record versions of these classics. And so this band called the Midnight Juggernauts recorded a version of Come As You Are. And I don't know, like, I'm going to play a little bit of it, but it's not really my taste, and I've really done something different with the song. Maybe it's genius, I don't know, but they're an interesting band. I'm going to play a proper Midnight Juggernauts song afterwards, but from what I could tell on the internet, they deliberately used synthesized a baby's voice for the vocals, as sort of to pay homage to the young lad on the cover of the album. So maybe it worked, maybe it didn't, I don't know. I'm not going to play the full song, but I'm going to play for you just a little bit right now and see what you think. But after that, I'm going to play you a track called Vital Signs by Midnight Juggernauts from Australia. So here it is. This is a little bit of the Nirvana cover. What do you think? That's a cover of Covenant's Come As You Are by a band from Melbourne called the Midnight Juggernauts, covering the Nirvana song for a compilation for Spin magazine. I don't know, I guess I'm not too learned in electronic music and I should bone up more, but I don't know, not really for me. But let's the band itself are pretty cool. They're from Melbourne. They're been described as sort of a prog dance kind of act, and do a lot of DJing around Melbourne and touring. And I'm going to play for you a track, an interesting track that they recorded, an original of theirs right now, and we'll see what you think of that.
You've got to open up your heart and let it know you're late. touch your beard. Someday might be as you wake up in a cold sweat on the floor next to a fairy portrait drawn when you were four. And beside a jar of 2 cent coins lay on her good night wall.
She was young, and the cancer spread around. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bah! Okay, so we're here on 101.9 FM with Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and three great new tracks there for some Australian bands. At the top, Midnight Juggernauts. Actually, that song came out last year. The song was called Vital Signs by Midnight Juggernaut, and they're the band that did that cover of Come As You Are for this Spin magazine tribute to Nirvana, and I played you about 60 seconds of that, but I wasn't really too keen to play the whole thing. I think it's, I don't know, is it sacrilege? I guess I gave it a go, but it wasn't to my liking. Secondly was the Middle East with a song called Blood, and they're a really interesting band. They're described as a musical collective, I guess, among the lines of like the New Pornographers, that kind of thing. And they're based in Townsville in northern Queensland, formed in 2005, and from what I can tell, have broken up already, which is a real shame because they like put out some pretty quality music, as evidenced in the track I just played you, Blood, and a fair bit of fanfare too on Triple J Radio in Australia. They played all the big festivals. They played South by Southwest in America last year, and apparently it was announced recently that the band would split up. After the Splinter on the Grass set, their last show ever was announced. One of the presenters on Triple J actually said on Twitter that it was an amazing band cutting it short before their time. And it's true, because I actually looked this band up because I read a really strong review of their album in one of the top noted American music magazines on the shelf there at Borders. And I can't I can't quite remember what it was called, like a spin or one of those big, you know, or UK or American magazines. And I thought, wow, geez, this is amazing. There's like 5-star review. I have to find this band. Who are they? And it looks like they've broken up already, even though they had such great reviews. But anyway, that's the way it is. That band was called The Middle East, so I recommend you look them up because there's some good stuff there that they produced before they broke up. And finally was Dead Letter Chorus with a song called The Yellow House, their new single. And of course, anyone who's been listening to the show for a while might have remembered I interviewed members of the Dead Letter Chorus last year because they toured through Western Canada. They came to Vancouver, played here. I had a great chat with some of the guys in the band, and unfortunately I haven't heard anything about them coming back, but I do hope that they do with the new album. They have a good sort of collaboration with a really top Vancouver artist who's name is skipping me right now. Dan Mangan, of course. How could I forget? They're good friends with Dan Mangan. So when Dan went to Australia, he got the Dead Letter Chorus to be his backing band. So that's pretty cool. So hopefully they'll be back with that connection there. It should make it a little easier. And really good quality song there. And a beautiful film clip. A beautiful song, beautiful film clip. The song was called Yellow House, which is a lovely summery song. And it's lovely and summery in Vancouver right now, but for how much longer, who knows. So what's coming up around town? Well, you may have read in last week's Georgia Strait about this band called, I hope I pronounce it right, Die Roten Punk, a German-sounding name. And so what they are, these two artists have named themselves Die Roten Punk, and the show is a German-themed sort of post-punk kind of pop. They're a post-punk pop duo, and they wear extravagant outfits and heavily made up. And they're basically, it's a satire, I guess, of like they're putting themselves out as a interesting sort of punk duo from Berlin, when in fact they're actually two Australians, I think from Melbourne, and they never break their accents. So in all their interviews and everything and all throughout the show, they're in these thick German accents, and they play some interesting poppy punky songs, and they just make a whole show out of it, being these two Germans who are off. I guess it's a little bit like that. What's the one from New Zealand? The Flight of the Conchords, maybe sort of a far off version of that, you know. But anyway, Die Roten Punk. I'm going to play for you a couple of their tracks, because if you like what you hear, you can see them. They're playing in residency here at the place called The Kulch. They're playing tonight, tomorrow and the 18th of August at The Kulch in Vancouver. So the group is called Die Roten Punk, and they're very interesting, interesting concept. And they're more so than just rock venues. They play a lot of festivals for theatre. So the Edmonton Fringe Festival they've been to at least once. So things like that. They're sort of a very hard to put them in a category of what they really are, but they're interesting entertainers. So here's their song called Ich bin nicht ein Roboter, I am a lion. And after that, I'm going to play for you a little interview I found with them online at the watchmojo.com site. So here we go. Yeah.
Consider yourself punked. Hi, I'm Rebecca Brayton, and welcome to WatchMojo.com. And today we're speaking with the super musicians of Die Roten Punkte.
Ich bin nicht ein Roboter. Yeah.
I'm a lion. Yeah.
Like this.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So first, can you just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves?
I'm Astrid Roth, and I'm the drummer from Die Rote Punkte. I do also play Glockenspiel and piano, accordion, and cowbell.
And I'm Otto Roth, and I'm the guitarist, and I also play guitar with Die Rote Punkte.
Yeah, and he's my little brother.
Yeah, that's true. Or from Berlin, Germany.
Yeah.
You guys are huge rock stars, right?
Yeah.
So, have you met any other huge rock stars in your travels?
Oh,
she
lots.
Met Courtney Love.
Yeah, Courtney Love.
Yeah, but she hit her in the face with a shoe.
Don't talk about that.
That's what happened.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, but...
And then she was in drug and alcohol rehabilitation.
Yeah, I met Amy Winehouse there. But we were friends beforehand. We had a lot of fun in there. Because really, you can get anything in rehab. You just make friends with the right people.
Yeah. I am MySpace friends with Green Day. John Lennon as well.
But he's not alive anymore.
Yeah.
You can't really be friends with someone who's not alive.
What do you mean?
Well, because he died in 1980.
Yeah, but I talked to him on the internet, so...
Yeah, it just would be someone working for society. It wouldn't be him.
Yeah, but he gives me advice on songwriting and stuff, so
well,
we can't...
you're crazy, because it's not him. Are you saying he's a ghost?
No, it's John Lennon. He says, you know...
Anyway, yeah, we know a lot of famous people, and yeah, we have a lot of parties.
Yeah.
It's good.
Now, where'd you guys learn to be musicians?
Our parents died when we were very little.
Yeah, they were killed by a lion.
No,
it was sad.
It was a train. I moved Otto to Kreuzberg in Berlin, which was a really cool area, like in the 80s, lots of punks and punk rock. And
I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, you're crazy. Rock band! Wanna do it again?
Can you describe your sound for us a little bit?
All our songs are about things that happened to us in our life.
Yeah.
You know, like in the first album, we had a song called I'm in a Band.
Yeah. I like to rock.
That's what happens to us,
and
you know.
Best band in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the second album, there's things like Monster, which is all about a monster who wakes up and he's hungry. And
yeah.
He goes out walking in the city and he wants to eat our music and it makes him so happy he explodes.
And I wrote a song called A Straight Edge Girl, which is all about like the kind of girl that I would like to fall in love with because I'm straight edge. I love to rock, but I also like politics and fruits. And she wrote a song with Nick Cave.
Yeah, well, I know I wrote the song, but he helped translate it into English. It is called The 415 to Spandau Will Not Run Today. It's a very emotional, dark, deep song about when our parents were killed by a train.
A lion.
Train.
It was a lion.
Now,
so that's an interview online that was recorded with the duo Die Roten Punk, and they're playing here in Vancouver. And then, so they're actually two Australians who, but they play, their characters are two German extravagant rock stars, I guess. And they do the whole show in full accents and wonderful costumes and makeup. And all their songs are in German, and apparently it's very funny and entertaining, and you can catch them tonight, tomorrow, and the 18th of August at The Kulch in Vancouver. So what's also coming up is Katie Lang is playing with her latest incarnation, the Sis Boom Bang, and we have her new album in the studio, and I'll play a track from that right after this.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Okay, we're nearing the end of Stranded and time for some Canadian music. Katie Lang, the great Katie Lang, is back with an album called Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Bang. The album's called Sing It Loud. And she's playing at the Burnaby Blutes and Roots Festival, which is on August 13th, this weekend, in Burnaby, which is attached to Vancouver. So let's play track two from this new album. This is Katie Lang.
Reasons why I should walk away. We're investing industrial, noise, and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight to 4 a.m. Friday nights right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Okay, we're about at the end of the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And three wonderful women there at the top was the well-known Katie Lang, who was playing at the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival this weekend on the Sunday, and that's from her brand new album. The song was called Asleep With No Dream. In the middle with Catherine Calder with Castor and Pollux, the third track from her new album, which was recorded in Victoria. And finally, is another wonderful local artist named Louise Burns, and I played you the first track of her new vinyl LP, Melodrama. The song is called Chinook Sing from the Valley of Doubt, and she was a great performer at the Catalano Festival just a couple of weekends back. Another great band that I've discovered is Shed from Gabriola Island. They're really interesting, hard to describe, but a fun band. And they feature a husband and wife team on guitars and drums. And they've played a few local gigs, but they're from Gabriola Island, where they rehearse, and that rehearsing in a actual wonderful shed. And I actually was invited out to their show last night at the Skull Pub, and it was really cool. And I'm looking forward to when they come back into town. So I wanted to leave you with a song by Shed from Gabriola Island. This is a cute little ditty called She's So Pretty. Thanks for listening. African Rhythms up next. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Good evening. Have yourself a wonderful time wherever you are in the world, in the cosmos. Anywhere.
vivendo dessa maneira. Continua besteira, não adianta não. Passo a poeira, deixa de asneira, que eu não sou limão. Foi de conversa em conversa, você vai arranjando meio de gringa. Foi de palavra em palavra, você está querendo é nos separar. Parece até que o destino uniu-se com você só pra me maltratar. E cada dia que passa é mais uma tormenta que eu deixei ficar. Nosso viver não adianta, é melhor juntarmos nossos tratos. Arrume tudo que é seu, que eu vou separando os meus fatos. Vivendo dessa maneira e continuo é besteira, não adianta não. O que passou é poeira, deixa de asneira, que eu não sou limão. Eu te converso e conversa, você vai arranjando meio de trilha. Oito palavras e palavras, você está querendo é nos separar. Parece até que o destino disse com você só pra me maltratar. E cada dia que passa é mais uma tormenta que eu deixei ficar. Nosso viver não adianta, é melhor juntarmos nossos tragos. Arrume tudo que é seu, eu vou separando os meus farrapos. Vivendo dessa maneira, continua é besteira, não adianta não. Não, não, o que passou é poeira, deixa de asneira, que eu não sou limão. Não sou limão, eu não. Não sou limão, eu não. Não sou limão, não, 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 não sou limão, não, 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 não sou limão, não, 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 não sou limão, não, 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 não.
Nas águas da Guanabara, o dragão do mar reapareceu na figura de um bravo feiticeiro, a quem a história não esqueceu. Acenar